You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Good morning, what's up, and welcome to the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Week 3 of the NFL season getting ready to kick off tonight as the Los Angeles Rams and another bad team, the San Francisco 49ers, take the field to kick off Week 3. That'll be tonight. Coming up on the program, we're going to break that down a little bit more. Also, Dr. A joining us in the next hour when we go live on FNTSY. Not to mention Scott Engel, the King's power rankings for Survivor pools and his player rankings for fantasy football, PPR, and standard, which you can find in the rotoexperts.com exclusive edge and season package for 2017. You also get the all-in kids, Jake Seeley's rankings and exclusive projections inside of that. Promo code free radio at checkout. Help you get that done. The King, Scott Engel. Last night we went to the waiver wire. How you feeling this morning about some of your new toys? Not that one. Leave that one in the closet.
Wait, you are. When you coming out? I'm okay with it. There's nothing major that I think I came away with. You know, some good depth. You know, I wanted Trevor Siemian in a league where I had Russell Wilson, but my team is 2-0. You know, so I wasn't near the top of the waiver wire. So sometimes, you know, you have to deal with that kind of stuff.
It was a non-fab league, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. What waiver wire priority did you have? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 2-0 at 12 teams. I was number 11.
You were down at the bottom. Yeah. You're 2-0. That's good, Scott. I'm glad. Yes. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. He's learning. It was a struggle to get him to this point, man.
Yeah, it was a real struggle to get me to this point where you were 5-10 against me and started 0-9 last year.
Matt Matica, what's going on with you, my man? Anything interesting taking place in baseball that owners should know about? I hate to put you on the spot like that, but I know baseball might be the last thing, but we all coming down the stretch. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. In baseball, it would be Rhys Hoskins, Matt Olson, those two kids tearing
Stanton's
it up.
Stanton's got 56 now.
Did he just ask me a question?
I don't know what's...
Yeah, and I helped you out. You know what I'm saying?
I was getting to that. But, you know.
And now you got to it.
Look, Scott's been an A student the first couple of weeks.
I was an A student while you were still doing movies.
So there you go right there. We are
Corey,
up and
Corey
rolling.
Was like... You know, like, I think he was working at the airport or something.
I never worked at the airport, Scott.
Didn't you, like, used to be a security guard for Dr. Rodo?
No,
or
I never
like
worked
that?
For Dr. Rodo. Yeah. Dr. Rodo can't afford me, Scott. Yep. Dr. Rodo cannot afford to pay my salary demand. So there you go right there on that one. So we got a lot coming up on the program today. When we get back on the other side, we want to start the preview, wrap up, get you ready for Thursday Night Football. Also, one day, David Johnson spoke to the media for the first time yesterday since undergoing wrist surgery. Let you know what some of his thoughts, what he said. Also, he gave a little prediction of when he will be back on the field, but he said the last thing on his mind is getting back on the field for his fantasy football owners. So there you go right there. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Week 3 underway. Let's get it.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Right here, like, right, here we go. Yeah, now there we go, Don Burns. We back up with Adam. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning, FNTSY Radio. All right, so here we go.
Please don't play that scary rock and roll.
That's not Scott. What the hell are you talking about, Scott?
Yeah,
What are you doing?
That plays rock and roll for the first few segments. You freak out.
All right, Los Angeles Rams tonight travel to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. The Rams are a 2.5-point favorite in this one. The game total is 39.5. It's going to be another snooze fest. Hopefully not as bad as last week. When you look at this game, Scotty, what are you thinking, huh? Fantasy-wise, what are we thinking about this one right here? Who needs to be in lineups on the San Francisco side of the football?
Well, Carlos Hyde, obviously, after the way he ran last week. In larger leagues, you're going to consider Garcon. You know, but that's it from the San Francisco 49ers side. Carlos Hyde has showed, you know, that he can do it against anybody when he's healthy. You just want him to get in the end zone.
Carlos Hyde is your ninth-ranked running back in PPR leagues this week. Matt Modica, when you look at the San Francisco 49ers side, obviously Carlos Hyde a must-start. I also think Pierre Garcon, more than likely, is a must-start also.
Yes, you think you have to think at some point, you know, they start getting something rolling here, San Francisco. I mean, in the Flex Cup, I have Brian Hoyer. He's been absolutely horrendous. Yes. I think he might have like 6 points after 2 weeks.
That was a short stay on, yeah, on Team Modica.
So, I mean, I'm hoping something could be it. Pierre Garcon, I want him in there. And Carlos Hyde. Really.
Pierre Garcon, wide receiver 33 in PPR for the King, Scott Engel this week. Marquise Goodwin, second wide receiver. He's getting some targets. He's getting some look. He's getting some action. He is not nobody that you put in your lineup, though. The tight end situation is not really panning out there yet, is it, either?
I mean, it's the guy,
it's two
Kittle
players, right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's Kittle, but I mean, I don't know. And the thing with Goodwin, even he gets open. He was open week one. He dropped a touch. Problem is, he drops balls.
I mean, yeah, he dropped another catchable one last week. I'm not doing this Marquise Goodwin thing.
See, Scott, I feel like I think you're poo-pooing the player prematurely, though.
You know what? Poo-pooing him prematurely. I forgot who said it. Maybe it was Evan Silva. He said, "I don't understand any love, especially from 49ers. The guy didn't even top 500 yards in a season in his college career."
All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved, you've got
catch a 70-yard bomb next week, and then you won't hear nothing for another 5 weeks.
Taylor Gabriel ended up on waiver wires. Is that a mistake?
He's not bringing it these first 2 weeks. You're not seeing what he saw last year.
Yeah, it's a new offensive coordinator. So
yeah,
role players tend to get phased out sometime. What do you think, Matt Matica? Goodwin, obviously, not a guy that you can start, but is he a guy that should be on roster still?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I saw him play in Buffalo. I get the, you know, he can stretch the field type player, but as I said, he has problems.
He's getting opportunities.
No, he is, but he's also dropping passes.
That's not going
to
work.
He's miscast. They need a guy to be a real number two wide receiver in San Francisco, and they just don't have it. So he's forced into that role where he should more be a situational deep threat.
I'd rather roster Travis Benjamin than...
Okay, nice. I can dig that. Yeah. Other side of the football, the Los Angeles Rams traveling to San Fran, right? So this is what we got for San Fran. I mean, for Los Angeles. Obviously, Todd Gurley's a must-start. You get him in your lineup. The volume so far this season, Scott, looking like it could be a bounce-back year.
Yeah, you know, Gurley's catching passes. He's a three-down back. Now, look, watching Gurley the first 2 weeks, he's physical. He's got vision. The only thing with Gurley, I would say, that maybe a minor negative is, I never get the feeling that, you know, if he gets behind the second level or near behind the second level, that he's going to break one. You never get the feeling there's going to be like a long run. That's the only thing with Gurley.
Matt Modica, I think I need to see. He's going to be played. Going to be my lineup regardless. But I want to see a 100-yard performance at some point.
Yeah, no, that would be nice. But as long as it continues as it did for the first 2 weeks with the volume, the receptions, the goal line work. That's what I want. That's the trend I want to continue. Look, if a 120-yard game would be nice. It would make you feel a hell of a lot better. But what I'm going to look at in this game, look, Goff loves Cooper Kupp. He has eyes for Cooper Kupp. And Washington, at the end of the first half, decided they were going to take Kupp out. I think this is a game where Sammy Watkins needs to step up. I think he's got
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at him like, I don't know, son. You might be on the bench. I got two leagues where I got Watkins, and I'm like, listen, don't F it up.
He's been a flex option at best for me these first 2 weeks, And it's kind of hard right now because I think Robert Woods has more targets than Sammy Watkins.
I don't like to say that.
You
like
need to
that.
Break up with Sammy Watkins finally.
You need to break up with Russell Simmons.
Yeah? Russell Simmons? I mean, you know Russell, what? I didn't realize I was involved. You know, I did like Crush Groove and stuff like that. But, Russell Simmons. You know what, though? I think you should buy a Todd Gurley jersey.
Really?
Yeah, because when I see you, I think Gurley.
Why?
Yeah, Gurley, man.
Yeah. That wasn't as good, Scott.
Scott was better than Russell Simmons.
Scott's been working on that one for the last
year. Yeah, no, Scott had that. You know what I'm saying? He ran that by Cardano. Like, Mike, you think I can say this?
Mike Cardano doesn't tell me what to do on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Made him retire from fantasy football. Right. Neither do you.
No. I brought you to where we're at today.
Really? I remember a day 7 years ago. Yeah, I think Corey would be a good ad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I remember a day a year ago. I think Corey would be a good ad.
You have Cooper Kupp this week, Scott, in PPR leagues, ranked higher than you have Sammy Watkins. Is Sammy Watkins a must-start? I mean, not a must-start. Sammy Watkins, I'm putting him in lineup, Scott.
It depends on who the other options are, but I really think that it's clear that Kupp is his go-to guy. Now, look, if you watch the first Rams game, he did go to Sammy Watkins early. He's not going to leave him out of it, but, you know, I just think that, you know, he's more comfortable with Kupp.
Let me ask you this, Matt Madiga. I'm looking at some of the players. You got something to say? Go ahead.
No.
I'm looking at some of the players that Scott has ranked ahead of Sammy Watkins. Let's say you down to your last spot in a PPR, a flex as a fourth wide receiver. Sammy Watkins, Larry Fitzgerald.
Who I've really been going away Fitzgerald. Maybe I give Fitzgerald this last week to try and do something against his Cowboys secondary. But I'm kind of with you that, look, to me, Watkins is right now a low-end wide receiver 3 flex option. But the talent is there. And maybe tonight's a night where he shines. I think if San Francisco takes the approach that we're going to take Cooper Kupp out, I think Gerald Everett is kind of banged up. I'm not sure his status tonight. Yeah. So you start taking these. If they decide to take Kupp out, I think Watkins has an opportunity and could be a play.
Sammy Watkins, Adam Thielen, Matt.
If Bradford plays, I got to go Thielen.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sammy Watkins, Jamison Crowder.
This is the match. I mean, Jake's been saying this. Wait till week 3 with the Redskin offense. You look at what Josh McCown did against the Raiders. I know the game got out of hand, but it was still somewhat of a game for quite some time last week. And guys like Curse got 2 touchdowns. Crowder is too good. If he's healthy, I'm going to go Crowder in the PPR format.
I think I'm going to go Crowder in that one, too. I think I go Watkins over Thielen. I think I go Watkins over Fitzgerald, but I think I got Crowder.
I cannot go Watkins over Thielen if Bradford plays.
Really?
I can't do
it. The Watkins over Fitzgerald, I might be with you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your ranking, so that's why I didn't ask you the question.
Right. You're learning while you go along.
844-843-6879 is the telephone number. If you want to get involved, give us a call to Roto Experts in the Morning, the industry's most controversial radio show. You already know what we've been through, but we've been here with you football season after football season. So there you go right there. When you look at the rest of the offense, Cooper Kupp more than likely in lineups this week. I don't think you can really start the kid Gerald Everett comfortably. You feel what I'm saying, Scott?
No, and he's listed as questionable now, too.
Yeah, so then that makes it even more unreliable start
The talent is there, as you know, Matt Modica pointed out, though. He had a nice catch and run last week.
I think if, you know, not this week, but I'm talking like rest of the season, I think at some point he can become a possible sneak into that tight end one story, like a top 12 kind of guy. Because, I mean, if you watched him in the preseason, you watch this kid play, there is upside to his game.
Thursday night right here on FNTSY Radio. You want to get ready for this one on the DFS tip. Make sure you tune in to Lineup Lock with my homie Dane Martinez, the spitting statistician, and one Tony Sincotta. Then after that, it's the
Ramen
Fantasy Football
Noodles
Freestyle with Dane Martinez. He'll take you up to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then you can get ready for Thursday night football. And, of course, don't forget On Target Fantasy, 4 p.m. East, right here on FNTSY Radio. Matt Madiga, Los Angeles Rams, 2.5-point favorite. What you got?
I got an upset tonight. San Francisco pulls the victory.
Scott Engel, San Francisco, Los Angeles tonight.
Niners are at home. Divisional game. Anything can happen. They need the victory. I'm going to say the Niners.
San Francisco 49ers 2-0. 39 is the over-under, Matt Madiga.
39ers?
Over-under. 39 and
what
a half.
Minus 10?
Is the over-under.
Surprisingly, I'm going to go over in this one.
Take the over on that one.
Scotty, under.
Take the under on that one. Thursday night football kicks off week number 3. When we come back on the other side, we want to hear you on the telephone, 844-843-6879. Not to mention, it's time for the Kings Survivor Rankings for week number 3.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Experts in the morning, back up and at them. This is the voice you're listening to is that of Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, holding it down for Greg Sussman on the holiday. If you're celebrating the holiday, Happy New Year. So there you go right there. Somewhere, Matt Deutsch is like waking up in a cold sweat of a nightmare. Like, I cannot, but this is not happening. This is not the fantasy executive hosting the Roto Experts in the morning. Yes, it is. It is absolutely nothing you can do about it. They cannot turn this microphone off, Scott.
No, they can't.
There you go.
And it doesn't turn off when you leave the studio either.
You got Kenny in Philly out there. Also got Chris in Tennessee. Get to you gentlemen in just a moment. But right now, let's get ready to kick it off. The Kings Survivor Pool Rankings for week number 3. Tough week this week, Scotty. You got a lot of road teams that are favored this week. Going to be interesting to see how we figure it out. Let's start in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Jaguars and the Baltimore Ravens. I got to think it's absolutely no interest in this game for survivor purposes.
Well, as long as you got Blake Bortles there, you know, and you got that Baltimore defense, I think it's worthy of consideration.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Still a dangerous matchup. They're at home, Jacksonville.
No, they're in London this year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That makes
right.
it even more of yes. a crazy
that's,
game.
That's why I wouldn't fool
Excuse
with it.
Excuse me, honey. Why does that quarterback suck so much?
That's why I wouldn't fool with it at all, Scotty, because I don't think you want to put your survivor season across the pond. You feel what I'm saying?
You're sending Blake Bortles across the pond. I don't care if you put Blake Bortles in Baltimore versus Australia on the moon. It's still a good matchup for the defense. I kind of like the Ravens here.
Okay, I can see it.
I still like Jacksonville's defense, too, though.
Yeah. I can dig it. You feel what I'm saying? Matt Medica, you can't pick this game in Survivor, though.
No, I'm staying the hell away.
You know what? I think it's a daring pick. You know why? Flacco will make turnovers. I'm saying,
in London, Scott.
I don't care where it is. All right? But this is the Baltimore defense against Blake Bortles. Joe Flacco is going to take care of the football better.
I mean, I don't want to make daring picks in Survivor.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd rather take the Browns over the Colts in Survivor.
Well, that's the game that we're going to next. The Cleveland.
Thanks a lot for jumping ahead and ruining my rundown.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens when you cut me off.
I'll do that on the road and on the show.
All right, here we go. Cleveland Browns travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. The Browns are a 1-point favorite, Scotty. The Browns and the Colts, any considerations for this game for your Survivor rankings?
I smell danger here.
Mm-hmm.
I do smell danger. It's, you know, the Colts actually stayed in the ball game against a better bad team last week with DeShone Kizer at quarterback and that defense looking a little bit opportunistic. You know what? I like Baltimore better than I do Cleveland here.
So you like Baltimore better than you do Cleveland, yeah. Even though that game's in London.
I have a bad feeling about this. I'm not touching this game. I would not be surprised if the Colts win this game.
Yeah, Matt Medica, you can't touch this for survival purposes.
I'm not going out there to touch it for survival. I do like the Cleveland defense, though, here.
Okay.
I think what Cleveland has done is they've put a lot of fast players together. I'm not saying how good they are, but they've gotten speed on their team. I think this is the week where Hugh Jackson can get this offense going. I think guys like Crowell.
Isaiah Crowell is going to be on a lot of people's bench this week, and I think that's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
That's reacting to the first 2 weeks.
I don't know. I think Crowell is that for me is a must start. For me, is it Duke Johnson that really pops? Is it Higgins that pops? Does Kenny Britt happen, as you like to say?
Yeah.
So, but I We'll talk about it later, but I do like Cleveland's defense.
Going to get into some waiver wire stuff also coming up later on the program. Don't forget, Dr. A will join the program, get you covered away with your injuries. So we got you covered all morning right here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. The Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. This looks like a good one right here, Scott, but Pittsburgh on the road, that narrative sneaks right back up on you.
I like the matchup a lot, though. I really do.
I feel what you're saying.
It's, you know, that defense against... Sometimes it doesn't matter where you play. You know, it's the better team. And that Chicago defense is going to spend a lot of time on the field. That's Mike Glennon against a good front seven. I'm going to say right now the Steelers are my number one over Baltimore.
Right now, Steelers number one. Steelers in consideration. Road team that's notoriously underperforms on the road in Pittsburgh. Going into Chicago, I know Chicago's trash, man. This is scary for me, too, though.
It gives me a little pause because I had Atlanta week one and they survived and they shouldn't have.
Exactly.
Being honest with you. But I think this is a Pittsburgh team that can handle the Bears. I know Ben's home road splits have been horrendous. Even Martavis Bryant, he only has like three road touchdowns out of all these touchdowns that he's been able to occur in his short NFL career. I'm still going Pittsburgh here.
Going Pittsburgh, would you put this game in consideration?
Yeah, it would definitely be in consideration. I mean, I think you made a great point on like the team I really want to take is the Patriots, but you made a great point the other day on them about you don't want to waste them right now.
Yeah, they play the Jets twice this year.
Scott, who's ranked higher this week in PPR, Tariq Cohen or Jordan Howard?
Tariq Cohen? Yeah.
I think that's the way to go, too.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
It's only week three, and Tariq Cohen is a thing with Jordan Howard. I'm not saying he's not a thing.
Start Tariq Cohen in the Jewish holiday week.
Banged up right now, so go make sure and see how it plays out. That'll be a story that we'll keep abreast on live. Like I said, Dr. A coming up on the program a little bit later on. 844-843-6879, telephone number to get involved. Let's go out to Kenny in Philadelphia. Kenny, good morning. How can we help you, Kenny? Make sure you got your windows up, Kenny, because we don't want no feedback. What's good with you, big homie?
Oh, there you go. the fantasy chaperone is away. Y'all just playing, huh?
What's good, Kenny?
I got a quick question. I think I got another comment. Kenny missed at the Marco Murray news. If he doesn't play, do I go Mixon or do I go Duke Johnson?
Ooh, interesting call right there. If DeMarco Murray does not play Matt Madika, Mixon or Duke Johnson, I think you want to get both these players in your lineup. Well, I'm worried about Mixon. You are high on Mixon. You're the high man on Mixon sitting at right here for week three.
I am. I just think, you know, Duke Johnson's got a tremendous matchup as well. Whew, where do I go here? You know what? I'm going to stick with Mixon. I've been preaching about him. It's really close, but I'm going to go Mixon.
What we think, Scotty? What we think? The King, Scott Engel. No DeMarco Murray, Joe Mixon, or Duke Johnson Jr.?
I got to go Duke Johnson Jr. I know he's going to have a role. I don't know what Mixon's role is going to be.
844. What else you got for us, Kenny?
Hey, man. Mark my words. Avery, Jeremiah Green, and Odell Beckham go off. Both teams are desperate this week. You can take it from me, a skeleton.
Solid contribution from my man Kenny in Philadelphia this morning. Let's head out to Tennessee and talk to Chris. Chris is in Tennessee. Chris, good morning. How you doing, boy?
Good morning, man. What's up?
What are you doing?
What's up? You said you got three questions, Chris? My goodness, what the hell is going on? All right, let's go. Let's bang them out.
Two quick ones, man.
All right, let's bang them out.
All right, man, I got a trade question. 12-man standard. Guys wanting to give me, I'm going to be giving up Lamar Miller, Antonio Brown, and, man.
Chris,
I'm giving up Lamar Miller, Antonio Brown.
And?
All right.
Phillip Rivers.
And Phil
Rivers. I'm going to be getting back. Yes, and I'm going to be getting back Derrick Henry. Kareem Hunt and Jeremy Maclin. What y'all got to think?
In a 12-team PPR, he's sending off Lamar Miller, Phil Rivers, and AB, getting back Derrick Henry, Kareem Hunt, and...
What will your wide receivers look like after you make this trade?
I think it's standard.
He said standard. Did I say PPR? This is a 12-team standard. I'm sorry.
What will your wide receivers look like after you make this deal?
I have Michael Crabtree, Keenan Allen...
And Jeremy Maclin.
Dante Moncrief. Say Jones.
I think in a standard you could do this.
I think you could do this. To get Hunt, though, but you have...
He's getting Hunt. He's getting Henry. I really don't want to trade Antonio Brown, but he's got Keenan Allen, which in a standard he does take a little bit of a hit.
Chris, who would be your quarterback once you move Rivers?
Matt Stafford.
I have no problem
okay with that.
You want to go ahead and do the trade. What's question number two, quickly,
Yeah,
it Chris?
Can't be as long as question number one.
All right, another question number two in another league I'm in. Other league I'm in, 12-man standard. Would y'all cut Jamal Charles, pick up Matt Breida?
Are you the Carlos Hyde owner?
No, I don't have Carlos Hyde.
I'd still do it, though, because Charles is never going to have a featured role.
I agree with that.
And Breida could at some point.
Could be somebody better on the waiver wire for his team, though. That's what I worry about, but I'm not looking at his waiver wire. Yeah. I'm going off what
he will
to
read
us.
You the entire waiver wire.
It's
kind of
like kissing cheeks.
Kissing cheeks.
Hey, oh, wow.
Scotty, what? The racism, Scotty?
Yeah.
What are you talking about
on
over
this
here?
High holy day.
What are you talking? I'm doing a New York accent.
Let's get this one
out
the way.
You're making trouble for me here, Parson.
It's a joke. I'm teasing.
Yeah,
the King is good to go. Hey, I've been around him for years. I know him. I trust him. The Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets survival ranking. What do you think, Scotty? Miami on the road. 6-point favorite on the road. Do you want to put your survival pool in week three on the right arm of Jay Cutler?
I am not touching this game. I'll tell you why. There are these Jet fans out there who go, I hope we go 0-16. I really do. But, like, you know, if the Jets are going to win one or two games, it's going to be a divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at home. I smell danger. I'm avoiding this game.
Matt Madika, a lot of danger this week.
Matt Madika, this is a tough week right here for Survivor. But Matt Madika, I cannot put my Survivor pool on the right arm of Jay Cutler. I can't do it.
No, I'm not doing it neither. I mean, the Dolphins have no linebackers. I do love Devontae Parker in this game. Parker. I
predict the Jets win this game.
Ooh.
Jay Cutler throws a key interception in the fourth quarter.
Are the Jets an option for you in Survivor, Scott?
No.
Well, I thought you liked daring picks.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. So far,
we got the Steelers on the road in Chicago.
And
we have the Ravens and we have the Ravens across the pond in London. That's dangerous right there, Scott.
We'll
see what's going to come down to. Keep going through the survivor rankings. Obviously, we want to get you on the telephone. Help you set your lineup for week number three. That number to get involved is 844-843-6879. The Roto Experts in the morning. We're gaming. We are gaining steam. And we're going to ride out to a little ghetto boys. My mind's playing tricks on me.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
FNTSY Radio, week three, talking fantasy football, your favorite hobby, we're your favorite guys. It's the Roto Experts in the morning, holding it down for Greg Sussman today, the fantasy executive. Obviously, got with me the King Scott Angle, the lead singer, not to mention Wall Street Matt Madika, getting you ready for week number three. But first, we got to take care of our survivor rankings business. So far, we got the Ravens across the pond, the Steelers in Chicago. To me, still risky. We know the Steelers staying on the road, and we know games in London don't really like it a lot. Let's get ready to go to the next contest. The King, Scott Angle, the Denver Broncos. Here we go, another road favorite. The Denver Broncos, a 3-point road favorite versus the Buffalo Bills.
This is my favorite one so far.
Right.
Because I know Buffalo's at home, but LeSean McCoy's banged up, and that offense against that defense, I just don't think they have a prayer.
Matt Madika, you are the resident Buffalo Bill fan. The over-under on this game is 40. You can play it over at mybookie.ag. If you go over there, use the promo code FRENZY to sign up. Matt Medica, what do we think? The Denver Broncos on the road, your Buffalo Bills. I don't really like road teams in these Survivor things, but this does look intriguing right here.
It really does. I mean, the Denver defense should dominate. They should, you know, keep the Bills. I mean, I don't really see, like you said, like Scott mentioned, McCoy's banged up. It's just it's not like they're going to be able to throw the ball on the secondary. The no-fly zone and all that stuff. So I think this is a really good matchup for Denver. I think the Bills, like I've stated, I think week one made them look pretty good, but it was versus the Jets. They're never going to look that good again.
I think the Broncos, my secondary, might be watching the game film right now and laughing.
Really? You think it's that bad, huh, Scotty?
The passing game for Buffalo. It's like, if this was a shutout, it would not shock me.
And then they might go in there and shut them out.
Yeah.
Getting shut out at home.
I think they get a field goal.
I mean, we're still, listen, now, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate. We're still talking about a West Coast team traveling east for a 1 p.m. start. Those sometimes, normally go in the way of the East Coast team.
No, not always. Not always.
I said sometimes, normally.
No, so, sometimes that's overrated.
Yeah, I agree with Scott. I do think that does get a little played sometimes.
It really does.
Right now, Denver Broncos, number one on the board. As far as fantasy-wise, you know who your studs are in this game. You get them out there. Everybody that went and picked up Trevor Siemian off the waiver wire this week, Matt Medica, Scott Engels, he cool to start here?
I think if he's an option for you, I don't mind rolling him out.
But they're gonna run the ball very effectively. I don't know how much he's gonna have to throw. And Demaryius Thomas also has a groin injury.
Next one, we go to the Houston Texans. The New England Patriots at home, a 13.5-point favorite versus the Houston Texans. We know all the particulars. Here's the thing, though. You say this is the number one option on the board. You know what? The problem is, it's the New England Patriots. And a lot of survivor pools, including mine, you got those two pick weeks coming up. And you're more likely going to need New England for one of those two pick weeks. I understand New England looks very good here.
When you get to like week 12, if there's enough people.
Yes, in some survivor pools, you have to knock, in certain weeks, you have to knock down two picks. You got to get two picks right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To drop people off.
I've never played one of those.
Yeah. So I don't know why we're making you our resident on this one.
because I'm me and you're not.
Yeah. I'm willing to go with that.
Because people always tell me thanks for the survivor picks.
All right, school. 844-843-6879. Scotty, this has to be one of your favorite games on the thing. But look, I said, I caution using New England too early.
Technically on the board, they are number one. But you got to save them. They're going to play the Jets twice, so.
Yeah, like last week, I just took the Raiders. I said just survive, but there's other options.
When you can
here.
Use Denver, I don't think you have to use New England.
Okay.
Yeah.
Denver's a road team, though.
I don't care.
Would you rather go? Well, we're gonna get to that game though. I'll say.
I don't care that they're on the road. They're the better team, and sometimes, no matter how much they travel, it's like this thing traveling to what happens on the plane? They don't get banged up on the plane or something like that.
We're talking about
the 1986 Mets were getting banged up in the back.
That's true.
There was some shit going on.
I'll go back to my own personal vault here, okay? The year the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, right?
Your personal vault.
Right, my personal vault. They traveled to face the Giants at 1 p.m., and they shut them out, and they picked off Eli six times.
That's a Super Bowl team right there. Yeah. Denver Broncos could be a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Matt Medica, you using New England this week? I mean, here's the thing. How about fade New England? Let's say Houston go in there and get the victory. You're going to knock a lot of people out.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any way New England loses this game. I think Watson is just going to be terrible this week.
He's going to have four
Deshaun Watson at any cost. I mean, I might even start like Jared Goff over him.
So you're using New England or are you saving
him? Hurts his
heart. I'm going to save him. You convinced me to save him.
Saving New England. All right, so here we go. Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints traveling to Carolina to take on the Panthers. It is no chance in hell that you want any parts of this game in the survivor pool. The Saints, a 5.5-point favorite. Carolina, a 5.5-point favorite at home versus the Saints, Scott.
I'm not touching this. Divisional game, good defense, and sometimes Breeze can be bad on the road.
46.5 is the point total. Is the over-under.
Under.
Scott, you're taking the under.
What's the point
total? I might lay some money
46.5.
Breeze doesn't. I don't think he really plays well in Carolina historically. Mm-hmm. I'll probably take the under this one. Look, Christian McCaffrey.
That's the player I was going to ask you about.
He's got.
That's the guy I was going to ask you about.
If he doesn't, I'm going to be very concerned. As like the Kelvin Benjamin believers, he's got to score a touchdown, and this could be, believe it or not, a Devin Funch this week.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
you said that.
I know. I can't believe you said it either.
Oh, my Lord.
What's wrong, Scott? Oh.
Just like overreaction. This is this guy that I really like. He follows me on Twitter, Hans Martian. And Hans, like, is the king of the follow-up question. But what he's asking me, is Russell Wilson droppable for Simeon or to handcuff high with Matt Breida or to get Mac or Hearns? Like, you going to drop Russell Wilson for Matt Breida?
No. Scott, yeah. I mean, yeah, people roll out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what we got about this game? We're not picking this game. Yeah, but I do agree, Matt Modica, that this is a situation where you want to see better things from the Carolina Panther offense. Cam Newton, I kind of figured he would struggle with this offense coming out the gate. We're not really seeing the big explosions from McCaffrey. Don't get me wrong. He's been solid. He's been steady. But I don't think I've seen enough yet to really, like, say, okay, he's in that rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year mix right now. He's not in there. It's only 2 weeks of football.
Yeah, it's only two. You are correct. And this is the week where the Carolina offense has to get healthy. It's the matchup for them. New Orleans, this will be, I think, their fourth year in a row of starting at least 0-2 or 0-3.
844-843-6879. You can get in on the phones while we go through our survivor rankings. Scott, when you look at the New Orleans Saints side of the football, Mark Ingram, all the particulars in this one, you comfortable, satisfied, rolling everybody out there?
Well, you know, Carolina has a really good secondary here, you know, and a good defense, and one of the better defenses in the NFC and one of the better defenses in the game, period. And there's still problems on that offensive line. It's hard to bench Drew Brees or Michael Thomas, but there can't be a whole lot of upside. I think Fleener could have a decent game.
Kobe Fleener ranks seventh in your PPR rankings.
Fleener looks improved this year. Alvin Kamara, look, you know who you start out there. You're not starting Ted Ginn Jr. after a quiet first 2 weeks.
Revenge game for Ginn Jr. Though.
Sometimes, though, the player's not always capable of the revenge.
All right, you go.
So you know who your starters are, but you can't expect a lot of upside. I think taking the under on this is a great bet.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons travel to Detroit to take on the Lions. Here we go. Another road favorite. Atlanta, the 3-point favorite in Detroit. Matt Modica, is no way. It's no chance in hell I'm picking one of these two teams for survival this week.
Yeah, I'm staying far away from this. I tell you, if Detroit wins this game, I'm going to be really impressed by this team. The start that they've gotten off to. I mean, they dominated Arizona. They went into New York, dominated the Giants. If they come back on the short week at home versus this Atlanta Falcons team and walk away with a W, you're going to start looking at this team.
Matthew Stafford, QB 6 in Scott's in-season rankings that you can find on rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FREEDRADIO to get involved with the exclusive edge package for 2017. Matt Stafford, QB 6. Scott, I like it. I'm starting him everywhere this week.
Yeah, he looked really good against the Giants last week from a pure scouting perspective. And they didn't need him to throw the ball. That's why he only had 122 yards. He's going to have to take shots this week. I like him a lot this week. But I still think Atlanta is still the better team. They're the best team in the NFC. They're fourth right now. I'm taking New England off the board
right here.
I'm taking New England off the board. My top four right now are Denver, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Atlanta.
Atlanta on the road, Scotty. Scotty playing with fire this week.
He is.
He got the Ravens in London, Pittsburgh, who is subprime on the road, Denver on the road, and Atlanta on the road. Interesting.
With all due respect, I think you might be overrating the road thing a little bit. I sometimes a team is a better team no matter where they play.
No, I think that road thing has the home teams at home play much better.
They do, but I just think Atlanta is the better team. Even if it makes it more risky because you elevate Detroit, but Atlanta's they're still the best team in the NFC.
Okay, but I mean, look at what Atlanta started the season off in Chicago.
They should have lost that game,
but they didn't.
They're right.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
Scott, you see, this is why you can't overrate the road thing. That game last week down in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome with the Packers.
Yeah.
Atlanta won that game pretty handily. If that game was at Lambeau Field, it could have been a very different outcome, correct?
It'll be closer, yeah, but I just think Atlanta's that much better. The one thing is they're missing Vic Beasley, so it'll make it closer. But I think Atlanta's that much better than Detroit, not that much better than Green Bay.
Don Burns, let me get Don Burns on the microphone right quick. Don Burns, let me tell you something. Scotty's playing with fire this morning. Atlanta on the road, the Ravens in London, Pittsburgh on the road, and Denver on the road. What do you think?
The Atlanta one, I actually kind of am with Scotty after watching that Green Bay and Ty Montgomery out of the backfield.
Okay.
I think Theo Riddick could have a really good game. I have him in most of my flexes, so I'm kind of with Scotty on that one. I'm not going to burn him on that.
I don't think Denver's playing with fire at all.
I agree. The Denver thing, I agree. Yeah. I do agree with that. The only thing about Denver is that they are on the road.
And Baltimore's a neutral site, and they're the better team.
But it's London, though.
It's a neutral site.
You got to fly all the way
so
over there.
So do the Jaguars.
But the Jaguars go out there every year. You feel what I'm saying?
And
so
what do they do out there every year?
They lose. But they're used to that trip. Baltimore not used to that trip. You're not picking Jacksonville. You're picking Baltimore.
Better team. Baltimore's a better team.
No, I agree. I just don't, on a one shot thing, I don't think you have to do it. But like I said, this is Scott Engel's
Blake Bortles.
I got you 100% on that. Got a goodie to discuss when we come back on the other side. The New York Giants travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Plus, I'll let you know how you can get involved with fantasy football for a good purpose. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Song, I always, Scotty, I always get a kick when I hear this song. If you know what I'm talking about, I forgot which comedian it was. We're not gonna take it.
No, that's Twisted Sister.
You know the joke I'm talking about, though.
No, I don't actually.
We'll talk about it in the next break. 844-843-6879 is the telephone number to get involved with the fantasy. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning. I wear so many hats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know, like teams you're not really a fan of, like the Warriors.
Why are you starting trouble with me this morning?
Because if I don't, you will. So, you know, I'm just going to come out and slay you first.
Scotty's ahead of the curve.
There you go, right there. Yeah. Let's get through some more of these rankings right quick. The New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not touching this. The Giants are desperate, and it's a divisional game, and Beckham Jr. might be 100%.
What you got, Madika?
I'm not touching it in Survivor. It's my dog of the week, though. Giants plus the 7, I'm saying.
Can you stop that foolishness, Scott? If you keep it up, I'm going to tell Cardano.
Yeah?
Yep.
You probably got bullied a lot in school. Because you always got to get Cardano to fight your battles. Like, he's bothering me, Mike. Come over.
The Seattle Seahawks in Tennessee. Tennessee is a 2.5-point favorite. Wow. Interesting. Tennessee and Seattle. You know, Matt Medeke, if I was to pick this game, I'd pick Tennessee.
I would pick Tennessee, too. I think this is going to be a really fun game to watch. Not a game I'm going to go anywhere near in Survivor.
Can't touch this one right
I in. Think this is a good Survivor pick. I think there's a bad matchup for the Seahawks. This is an instance where maybe traveling to the East. Well, they're not traveling all the way to the East Coast, and our Tim McCullough will be at the game. But yeah, I think there's a bad matchup for Seattle. That offensive line against that front seven of Tennessee is just not a good recipe. The Seahawks defense is going to end up spending too much time on the field again in a road game. I like Tennessee a lot. I'm slotting them in at 4th. Denver, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tennessee.
This is tough. This right here is Scott's living on the edge today. This week, people.
Scott's like Austin Powers, staying with a 5 in blackjack with some of these selections.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
he's really going on the edge.
Shagadelic Survivor, baby.
Here you go. You got Atlanta on the road in your mix. You got the Ravens in London in your mix. The Steelers on the road in your mix. Denver on the road, and now
the Ravens are not going on the road. It's a neutral site.
Scott, it's London. It's not
it's
Baltimore.
It's Blake Bortles.
London and
it's
Baltimore.
Blake Bortles, Corey. I cannot let you do this. This is what I taught you during the first 7 years that I knew you.
If there's two more,
Jacksonville's defense is good.
They both have good defense.
There's no places that are probably more opposite of each other than Baltimore and London.
But there's not any more. All opposite of each other than Joe Flacco and Blake Bortles as NFL quarterbacks.
Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, AFC West matchup. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, the Chiefs are favorite at Kansas City, I'm saying.
Another road favorite this week.
At Los Angeles.
Another road favorite this week. Interesting week.
Not touching this one. Divisional game could be very, very tight.
The Chargers need that game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals, Green Bay Packers. This is an interesting one right here, right, Scott?
Yeah. actually, the Packers moved to the top of the list here.
All right, so we got the Green Bay Packers as the pick right now. Matt Modica, let's just say, but the new offensive coordinator decides Joe Mixon, A.J. Green, and they go in there and drop a L on the Green Bay Packers. I'm just throwing it out there.
As a fantasy owner, I'd like to see that, but I don't see the Packers lose. If Jordy didn't play and Cobb didn't play, then I'd like Cincinnati's chances. Coming off the loss at Atlanta, I think the Packers win this game.
You laid it 8.5?
I think so, because I think in the second half they will pull away.
You know what, though? I still can't take him over Denver. I'm going to put him second. So I just like Denver second, too much Denver, over Buffalo.
Oakland, Washington on Sunday night?
Washington has to deliver offensively.
Yeah. Sometimes desperation, spurs upsets.
No pick here. Dallas Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals. No reason to touch that one either, right?
For survival purposes. Because, Arizona's... I think Dallas will win the game, but Arizona will be tough.
The theme of this week for the gamblers, the road favorites. Very tough week. Oakland a road favorite. Dallas a road favorite also. So there you go. Scotty, our survivor pick of the week is the
Denver Broncos, number 2, Green Bay, number 3, Pittsburgh, number 4, Baltimore, number 5, Tennessee.
Who's number 1?
I just said Denver.
Denver's the pick this week.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. Denver Broncos, on the road.
They play in Denver, Corey.
Scott going with a road favorite this week. We come back, we hop into some of the action off of last night's waiver wire, and we get Dr. A on the phone. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.